Good morning and welcome to our thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Our Bible reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, and beginning at verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let's come to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask that as we consider these words of the Lord Jesus for a few moments, that you would speak to us, that we might hear your voice and apply your word to the way that we live. And we ask that you would bless us through this day and the coming days. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I wonder how you would respond to the question, do you have any treasure in your possession? Perhaps some might have a valuable collection of ornaments or books or even classic motor vehicles. Perhaps others might think in financial terms of investments. Perhaps others might think of objects that are considered treasure because of their sentimental value rather than their monetary value. A child's drawing, a mother's brooch, a father's watch. In our passage for today, the Lord Jesus speaks about treasure. Now we might expect that Jesus would be against any concept of accumulating that which is of value. After all, the Saviour instructs his disciples just a little later, further on in this chapter, not to be concerned about clothing or the other necessities of life. But here in these verses, Jesus very clearly advocates the storing up of treasure. That comes as something of a surprise, so we need to look very carefully at what the Saviour is actually teaching. What we find is that Jesus is clearly distinguishing and contrasting between two types of treasure and two different locations in which the treasure is kept, between treasures stored up on earth and treasure stored up in heaven. One of the immediate things we learn is that the treasure stored up on earth is vulnerable. The treasure stored up in heaven is secure. The treasure stored up on earth is vulnerable because we live in a sin-sick society. That means creation itself is fallen, hence moth and rust destroy. Creatures are fallen, and that means that thieves break in and steal. I'm sure many of us have experienced these things over our lifetime. We've discovered items have suffered from neglect and been damaged or destroyed by moths or rust. We've known the consequences of a burglary or a theft. In contrast, says Jesus, the treasure stored up in heaven is secure because sin is not present, and therefore the consequences of sin are not evidenced. No moths, no rust, no thieves. It would seem on the face of things that Jesus is advocating a rather selfish approach to the storage of treasure. We would recognise that storing up treasure on earth may often have a selfish motive, that it can easily be covetousness, a desire for a better home, a greater wealth, more possessions, rather than simply provision for the future. Jesus speaks here, storing up for yourselves treasure in heaven. There is, it appears, a personal self-interest in this treasure also. For Jesus, heaven is as real as earth. For he has left heaven to come to earth and will shortly return to heaven after his death and resurrection. Many speak rather wistfully of hoping to go to heaven, but are unsure on what basis that hope is founded. The Bible says it's only through faith in Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for our sins We may have not some wishful hope, but a full assurance that when we die, we will go to be with him in heaven. It is interesting in our passage that Jesus does not unpack the word treasure, that he does not detail what is to be understood by the phrase treasure in heaven. Perhaps we might define it as everything of eternal value, everything that lives on beyond the grave. A Christ-like character, for we can only take ourselves to heaven. A growth in knowledge of the Saviour, a life lived pointing others to Jesus. Time spent in Christian service, activity that blesses others, an investment in the Lord's work, the only investment that pays eternal dividends. The hub of Christ's message is found in verse 21. For where your treasure is, says Jesus, there your heart will be also. It reveals that treasure is not only to be thought of in terms of gold bars and precious stones and rolls of banknotes, but above and beyond that, in terms of our attitude to these things. You see, some people can have much material wealth and yet have very little concern about it. And some people can have relatively little material wealth and yet be absolutely obsessed about it. The treasure and the heart, says Jesus, are inseparably linked. For treasure is not the amount we have, but the value, the importance that we place upon it. The place it occupies in our thinking and in our priorities. The challenge of these verses for the Christian is clear. We are to hold lightly to the things of this present life. The reality is we brought nothing with us into this world when we were born, and we will take nothing with us out of this world when we die. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let's make sure that our hearts and our treasure are focused on heaven. May God bless you.